We head to Washington and WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio. And brand new this morning, the Biden White House proposing a new way to keep rent prices in check. Good morning, Nicole.
Hey there. That's right. Good morning to you. This proposal would prohibit landlords from increasing rent by more than 5% per year, or they would lose out on a major tax break. So currently, Rich, nearly half of American renters pay more than 30% of their income on either housing or utilities. That's according to Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. So Biden's plan would eliminate a tax benefit for landlords who increase their tenants' rent more than 5% a year. This would only impact landlords with more than 50 units, which, by the way, is about half of all rental properties. Now, this plan still needs to be approved by Congress to become a law, but this is one of several steps that the White House is taking to try to lower this cost because it does impact so many families.
Needing approval in Congress is an election year is a challenge, and introducing it in Nevada, which is the state where he's going to be introducing it, is in a pivotal state on the campaign trail. Everything is blanketed around the campaign these days.
Right. And also, not to mention, Nevada is also one of the states that's seen some of the largest spikes in housing prices nationwide. So, planning to announce that today. And I do want to mention, because we've covered this before, and we know over the summer, the White House has announced, new steps to address the overall shortage, everything from expanding new construction to, adding about $100 million in funding over the next 3 years to go towards more affordable housing. So this is the latest step that they're doing to try to lower that cost.
All right, WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Housing costs continue to drive the overall inflation number, rent often ranking as a top budget item for lower income families. And fresh inflation data just released last week showed some progress on rental costs, but too soon to tell whether or not all that may ultimately stick.